Next patient is Ruth Rice. Ruth, R-U-T-H. Rice. R-I-C-E. Ruth Rice, date of birth, 2-19-1929. Please make a copy for Dr. George Erringer. E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R, Erringer, E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R, M-D, George Erringer, M-D. Next paragraph, dear George, thank you for sending Ruth Rice for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is shortness of breath. Next paragraph, history with illness. This is a 95-year-old female who has been experiencing shortness of breath and fatigue, was recently sent for a chest CT. Was recently sent for a chest X-ray done on 4/15/24 period. The patient's chest X-ray showed bilateral lung infiltrates more pronounced involving the upper lung fields and could be consistent with pneumonia. Atypical pneumonia was a possibility. The patient, however, states she has no significant cough and does not bring up much sputum. She has no hemoptysis, fevers, night sweats, and denies any weight loss. The patient has been on antihypertensive medications for a history of hypertension. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of tibial fracture on the right with repair. She also had an elbow fracture in the past. She has been treated for sinusitis, and she is a known hypertensive for 15 years and has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, med list included levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily, simvastatin 40 milligrams such as telmisartan 40 milligrams BID, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams BID, and tegretol 200 milligrams PRN. Oh, can you please add in the past history? Past history also includes hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia. Okay. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked a pack per day for 30 years and then quit. Drinks wine occasionally. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of meningitis. The father died of tubercular meningitis, and mother died following a hip fracture. Next paragraph. System review. The patient had no weight loss but has fatigue and shortness of breath. She has no double vision but had cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or nighttime awakening. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, or heartburn, no diarrhea. She denies wheezing, more significant cough, but has shortness of breath. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations and no leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness, no headache, seizures, or numbness of the extremities. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female is pale, alert, but no acute distress. There is no clubbing, cyanosis, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 130 by 80, pulse is 85, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 130 pounds, saturation 97. HENT abnormal, cephalic, pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with scattered visas throughout both lung fields with occasional crackles in the right lung field. Heart, the arthrons are irregular, S1 and S2 with a systolic murmur 2x6 at the apex. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. No calf tenderness or swelling. Reflexes are 1 plus. No gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. And rectal exam is deferred. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bilateral pulmonary infiltrates etiology undetermined. Rule out atypical pneumonia versus chronic granulomatous disease. Number two is pulmonary fibrosis. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. A complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Advised to get a CBC, SED rate, ANARA factor. And her sputum will be sent for culture, grand stain, AFP culture and stain, and fungal culture and stain. So we'll use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TID PRN. And we'll have a follow-up visit arranged after the CAT scan. She may need to have a bronchoscopy if the etiology is unclear to get further samples from the lower respiratory tract and do a biopsy. I'll make an addendum report after her next visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for George Erringer, E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R. George Erringer, M.D. Thank you.